For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The leaders of Taiwan-China meeting face-to-face today in Singapore. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are holding discussions for the first time since 1949. Authorities in China are predicting it will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations. In Taiwan, angry protesters tried to storm parliament in Taipei as Mr. Ma left for the meeting. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry is accusing the United States, Britain, and other foreign nations of withholding shared intelligence with Egypt about the possibility of a bomb blast aboard a Russian passenger jet after it departed from Sharm el-Sheikh a week ago, killing all 224 on board. Russia has suspended all Russian commercial flights to Egypt until it determines the cause of the crash. Reporters caught up with this Russian tourist.
Sometimes it happens. We are so sorry because that's people from our country. It's bad for your country, you know, because people are scared right now to visit Egypt. But I've been in Egypt four times, and I think I would visit Egypt in the future.
British vacationers encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh on Friday with a budget airline EasyJet, only making two flights to London and canceling seven others. The Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog says it has confirmed with confidence that mustard gas was used during an attack on a town in northern Syria in August. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Friday that gas killed an infant and poisoned two others. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.